Elisha. In the introduction to this sefer, son of the author, writes about what a great woman his mother was, how great his father was, and how great his mother was. He writes that his mother was very learned. She had chidushin in halacha as well. So he quotes in the name of his mother, and even though the common practice by the Ashkenazim is that you say a bracha of the habek ner shal shabbos after you light the candles, because we assume that the minute you say the bracha, it's already kabbalah to say the shabbos, and you have to finish the doing halacha. Not allowed to light the candles. But on Yom Tov, everyone should agree you should say the bracha before. Because even if you're mekabel Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov, everyone knows that melechus of the nefesh is mutter. So you should say the bracha before, then light the candles. So the Magen Avraham, in his commentary on the Bishul Menorah, quotes this from the son of the Prisha, the name of his mother. He says, the women should stick to stitching and sewing and cooking. What do they know about Paskin and Shailas? It's wrong. Just like on Shabbos, the meaning is that you say the bracha after Halakha Sanera, so to on Yom Tov, it's the same thing. The common practice is, not like the Magen Avraham, common practice is like Mrs. Prisha, that the whole meaning by the Ashkenazim that you say the bracha after Halakha only applies on Erev Shabbos, because we're concerned reciting up the bracha l'halik ne'ashal Shabbos will constitute the Kabbalah Tosef and Shabbos. But on Erev Yom Tov, common practice is like this is Prisha, that the bracha should be recited in advance before lighting the candles, because that wouldn't pose any problem. There was a great Goyen who lived in Poland, who moved to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. Many of you may have heard of him. A Baron Kotler married his daughter. He wrote Sforim on the Rambam. And when the story goes that when he traveled from Poland to Eretz Yisrael, way before the war, when he traveled to Eretz Yisrael, he told his wife that now that we're coming to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Karo is Mora Da'asra, so you have to say the bracha before Halakha Saneris. As long as we lived in Poland, the Ramo was the Mora D'Asra, because Ramo lived in Poland in the 1500s. But at the same time that Ramo lived in Poland, Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Eretz Yisrael. So from now on, you have to say the bracha before Halakha Saneris, like Rabbi Yosef Karo read. As far as he was concerned, also, the two exceptions to the rule that the Ashkenazim have, that you say the bracha l'achar asiyosam, is the bracha on Halakha Saneris on Erev Shabbos, and the bracha on the Tilus Yadayim. So from that time on, he said, once he moves to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be careful to say the bracha on the Tilus Yadayim before he washes his hands. Truth of the matter is that the Mishnah Berurah, even without moving to Eretz Yisrael, Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishonim, that if a person knows that his hands are clean, and he can say the bracha on the Tilus Yadayim before he washes his hands, he's certainly permitted to do that. The minig of the Balei HaPesach is, if you don't want to concentrate so hard to think whether your hands are clean or not, whether you're allowed to say a bracha, so you say the bracha after you wash your hands, and that's a minig, and we justify the minig. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishnah, you can only study justify. So you can, if you know your hands are clean, so say the bracha before you wash until the Siddur. We will continue tomorrow.